Everybody drying out a little bit? Yeah? It doesn't matter because everybody's in the same condition, right?
It was very appropriate. We're going to dedicate this to the stage. It's called The Water is Wide. This is a, just like that last song, this is a traditional song, traditional folk song. I wish I could say it's our own little updated version of it, but it's kind of bits and pieces of everyone's. But that's the beauty of some of the older traditional songs. They are open to interpretation.
The water is wide, I can't cross o'er, neither have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry to, and both shall row. My love and I, there is a ship that sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not as deep as the love I'm in. I know not if I sink or swim. Oh, love is gentle, and love is kind. The sweetest flower, when first it's new. But love grows old, and waxes old, and fades away. Like morning dew, the water is wide, I can't cross o'er, neither have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry to, shall row my love and I, and both shall row my love and I.
Thank you. Next song is a song maybe he's not as obscure as I think. His name is Michael Smith. The song is entitled Spoon River, and it was inspired by the Spoon River anthology by the author Edgar Lee Masters. All of the riverboat gamblers are losing their shirts. And all of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. But you know and I know there never was reason to hurt when all of our lives were entwined to begin with here in Spoon River. All of the calico dresses the gingham and lace are up in the attic with grandfather's derringer case. The words whispered down through the hallway, a shadow. One more beginning here in Spoon Dance, Mary Perkins, I like you like that. The Union's preserved. If you listen, you'll hear all the bells. There must be a heaven. The Lord knows I've seen most. Right through the morning here in the spring.
Thank you all for coming. Keep dry, all right? Thank you.
How about another hand for Joe Mark and Michelle Lowe? We're going to do some cleaning up here to get ready for the next group of dancers, but in the meantime, let me make a few announcements. First of all,
here's our amplifiers, but we didn't want to give you a shocking performance with all this water up here, so we're going to try to make it through these microphones.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are glad to be back with you again this year. We are the Boyd Brothers from Pensacola, Florida, featuring Johnny on the hammered dulcimer. I'm Roy, doing a little guitar with him. And we've had an awful lot of close fellowship here this afternoon. You wouldn't believe you could pack 1,000 people under a 20 by 30 tent, would you? I think we've all been packed in the sheds this afternoon, so... We're able to get out again, and we do hope you enjoy the string music we have for you here for the next 15 minutes. The number he just did was Hoplite Lady. The next one up is going to be Under the Double Eagle. Again, we hope you enjoy our music this afternoon.
I hit that thing one time, so I'm going to move that thing over just a little bit.
Thank you. Hammered Dulcimer by Johnny Boyd, the Appalachian-style hammered dulcimer. You see quite a few hammered dulcimers and the dulcimer people around the park here today, but everybody has their own style, and you probably look far and near and never run across another one, Johnny's style, and I'll let him comment slightly a moment here as to where this came from.
Well, we don't really know where this one came from. We know it was in the Boyd family during the last part of the 1800s, belonged to my grandfather. My dad was born in 87, and he said as far back as he could remember, it looked just about as old as it looks now. So, been in the family for well over 100 years. It's a real simple instrument. It's a homemade instrument. The modern ones, Mr. Slavin is a good example. It's a much more versatile instrument. But this probably came from West Virginia. It's a West Virginian-style dulcimer. And probably used by the old mountain folks. And they just enjoyed the kind of music this thing would make.
So next off the agenda here is the old railroad man, John Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We always like to include one of the old sacred tunes. And Johnny, by the way, was telling you that this instrument he's playing here is probably well over 100 years old. We can date it back that far. But you have probably also noticed that the tunes we do is well over 100 years old, most of them. But the old tunes that we enjoy doing, and this is an old sacred tune back in the Brush Arbor Church days of Let Me Rest.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Fireball Mail.
Card, you'll see what we're going to do next.
Two more? 2 minutes? We. Okay. You want to do Wild with Fire?
Okay, that was a fast 15, 20 minutes, whatever it might have been, but anyway, she said we got 2 minutes, time for one more, and we left to close the program out with Wildwood Flower. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. How about another hand for the Boyd brothers? I hope they continue to pass on this tradition and pass on their hammered dulcimer and their style of playing to the youngins. Let's see, we are very, very off schedule. We have several other performers, and we're just going to let the program continue until they all have a chance to perform for you. So we're going to run over, and you know, if you feel a desire to eat in the meantime, that's fine. Run over and get some food and come back. And the 7 o'clock program tonight will begin at 7. I just wanted to warn you that your time is getting tight. Our next performer is from Tallahassee area, but he performs all over the state. He's probably performed on just about every college campus. His style of playing he calls saltwater music, but I think perhaps today we should call it freshwater music. Let's welcome Del Suggs from Tallahassee.
Riding my bike by the seawall, storm tides up by 6 feet or more, washing over the shore. Shrimp boats packed in a bayou, making fast, bowing stern for the blow, praying their anchors hold. It's bringing the chairs and tape up the glass. Turn your radio on. Gonna be blown away when we drown in the bay. There's a hurricane coming. Hope it don't last too long. There's a hurricane coming. I hope we make it till dawn. Cars backing up on the highway, heading north to Alabama in the rain, filling four lanes. Everyone's heading for shelter. Lock up your windows, cover your doors, board up the stores. It's bringing the chairs and tape up the glass. Turn your radio on. Gonna be blown away when we drown at the bay. There's a hurricane coming. Hope it don't last too long. There's a hurricane coming. I hope we make it till dawn. Riding my bike by the seawall, fighting the rain, I get drenched to the bone, pulling my 10-speed home. Rain coming down by the bucket, wind whips the bay into some kind of brew. There's nothing I can do. Except bring in the chairs and tape up the glass. Turn your radio on. Gonna be blown away when we drown in the bay. There's a hurricane coming. Hope it don't last too long. There's a hurricane coming. I hope we make it till dawn. There's a hurricane coming. I hope we make it till dawn. Thank you very much. That's called A Hurricane's Coming. I tell you, it's risky business doing songs about hurricanes when the day is looks like it does today. Well, I'm happy to be here this afternoon. I was thinking earlier today about the some of the great artists who have appeared on this stage. One of my personal heroes played here several times 20, 25 years ago, a singer-songwriter by the name of Graham Parsons. Graham Parsons and I sort of led parallel lives about 20 years apart. We both started to play guitar early. We both came from small southern towns, me from Panama City and him from Waycross. We both went to prestigious universities, him to Harvard, me to Florida State. Well, I'm stretching things a little. This is one of my favorite songs, and I always think about this song when I'm here. Ever since Barbara Beecham told me that Graham used to play here when he was in high school in Jacksonville. The song that Graham Parsons wrote about his mother shortly after her death, disguised as a love song. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, and bottle blues. And the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her hair. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. My mind was young until it grew. My secret thoughts known only by just a few. It was a dream much too real to be leaned against too long. All the time I think she knew. Her comb still lies beside my bed. Her thoughts, they still dance inside my head. The sun comes up without her. He just doesn't know she's gone. I remember everything she said. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, and bottle blues. And the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her hair. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Her comb still lies beside my bed. Her thoughts, they still dance inside my head. Lord, and the sun comes up without her. He just doesn't know she's gone. I remember everything she said. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, and bottle blues. and the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her hair. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes.